I believe that my time as a waitress is the most politically formative experience that I had. It's that, along with just growing up in a working class family, experiencing just the ravages of the Great Recession, almost losing our home, all of that. But particularly the years that I spent working in restaurants. The thing about restaurants is that it really is such a crucible of so many different public policies. I worked alongside undocumented workers. I didn't have health insurance. I tried to buy Obamacare, the ACA, Affordable Care Act. I actually used and relied on the policies that were coming out of Washington. And I worked. I was a Senate intern back in college. I got an economics degree. I worked in public policy spaces. I also had worked for nonprofits. There is an ocean of a difference between the white papers and the policy you see on paper and how it's experienced by everyday people. And unless you actually go on to the exchange and try to buy healthcare for yourself and use that healthcare and understand how it's serving you and how it's not serving you, it's very difficult to understand why so many people are frustrated by otherwise well-meaning, sometimes democratic policy.
As a former dishwasher, I can relate. So I want to ask you maybe a kind of funny question about the moniker AOC.
Okay.
So is that what your friends and family call you, or
No.
how did when did that sort of evolve? When did you become AOC?
I actually think it's funny enough. AOC really emerged after I won my primary. And I think there were a lot of pundits on television that were kind of like stumbling, because my name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And when I, it was the news story after I won my primary, it was so sudden. And there were just all these folks on TV that I think were kind of like struggling to say my name, that it actually started coming from TV. And so, in the past, there were some folks that would sometimes say it like jokingly, but it was never a nickname that stuck. But I think it actually kind of came from media pretty overnight. But my friends don't call me that. The folks that I organize with,
Do they call you Alexandria?
they'll call me Alexandria or they'll call me Alex. My friends will call me Alex. But yeah, it's a, it's shorthand, but I now embrace it, welcome it, accept it.